you, Mr. President. We really didn't have a question, but just a comment on the Swiss presentation and the statement made by Switzerland. Firstly, I think we would like to note our appreciation for the steadfast support that Switzerland has provided for several substantive aspects of the BWC work in the intersessional period and in the review conference in 2011. On science and technology, we recall that India had a paper on science and technology review in 2011, and Switzerland had one too. And Switzerland, of course, put forward a very useful paper in the last intersessional meeting last year, which laid out various options. And in the same vein, I think there are a number of proposals on the table, making proposals on making suggestions on science and technology review. But I think the one aspect in which the Swiss paper is distinct is that it explains itself in going into various facets and various dimensions, various considerations that need to be taken into account before arriving at a firm conclusion. That aspect is missing from a lot of other papers. So I think we've greatly benefited and enjoyed reading the Swiss paper. We may not agree with the tentative conclusions that Switzerland has drawn, but that's not the point. I think it's a very, very substantive paper, but it argues several dimensions of the various issues that we need to take into account. We also appreciate the fact that the Swiss delegation has kept the door open. They would like to further reform, modify their own paper, taking into account the comments made by other states' parties, and we hope to engage with Switzerland to see how we can find a common ground, a sort of hybrid approach that would have the best chance of success at the review conference.